All right, everybody, welcome to the live stream. Tim Bartz here, Lon MacArthur Ford, Salina, Kansas. And hopefully I added the counter there and started it off. So that way, I kind of noticed last week there was a little bit before everybody gets in here. So that gives everybody an opportunity to get that notification and then jump into the live stream. So hopefully that helped out. So every week, just kind of stepping up the game a little bit, kind of new to the live stream here on our eighth episode here. And so welcome everybody to the live stream. I think my audio is good. My looks like it's good. Give me some thumbs up there if you're hearing good audio there. All right, good. We're good to go. So we're gonna jump right in. First thing, before we get started though, don't forget, I want to remind you all that you go ahead and if you haven't already, go ahead and smash that like button. That kind of promotes the video up for people, other people that are out there looking for a live stream, and that promotes the video up for you. I really appreciate that. Also, if you're not subscribed to the channel yet, don't forget to hit that red subscribe button down below so you can get subscribed to the channel, and then hit that notification bell right beside that and you'll get notified the next time another video uploaded to the channel there. Get this mic in the right place here. Also, if you're not if you didn't know this, but I kind of mentioned this last week and some people had joined, but we do have membership available for our channel. Once you hit over 30,000 subscribers, you can get a membership going, and we did that for this channel. And so we have some perks in there. So if you hit that little join button down there beside the subscribe button, it tells a little bit more about what kind of perks you can expect and such. And trying to do a little bit better job of that. Pretty new on this. We're only like in our second month, I believe, on that going. But we did throw out, give away some stuff that I can, hats, shirts, that kind of stuff from different events, for merch and some other things. So check out the perks there if you want to join. Go ahead and join. It's only $5. But otherwise, enjoy the channel. Don't just want to throw that out there for anybody that wants to join the membership. So moving on. First, wanted to congratulate Anthony. Looks like Anthony got scheduled for, or he got his Maverick has arrived at his dealership, and so he should be going to getting delivered real soon. And we actually have a couple others. We had a couple stock units that arrived this week, and we actually sold both of them right as they showed up. One was somebody purchased that actually had one on order with us before and decided they wanted to go ahead and get one, and so they purchased one of our stock units. And then the other one was actually purchased before it came in. We had three showing up on the website. He contacted us and went ahead and pulled the trigger. It was close enough to his build, so he went ahead and worked a deal on that one. So both of them are sold, but I am going to show you one of them later. We're going to show you one customer had five different accessories added to his truck after it showed up. A couple of those that he, in lieu of getting those, of course, from the factory, some of you are realizing you need to do that. So hopefully give you a good idea of kind of the what you can expect from people that have orders with us on the type of quality that we have with our different aftermarket supplies. So let's jump in first, start talking about the scheduling. Just to kind of break down for this video, we're going to talk a little bit about scheduling, what vehicles are scheduling, some other things to think about if you want to put an order in. Also, we'll talk about, we had our wholesale meeting with our rep yesterday. So tell you a few notes that we got from that meeting, as well as we have the constraint guide, or the different constraints for the different models here. I'll go over a few of those models as well in this video. So we'll go over that too. And then we'll get into a couple other things and remind you of about a couple things as well for this too. So let's jump in, talk about some scheduling. So first of all, this week there is scheduling for, now this is a cleanup week, which what cleanup week means is that for dealerships that have allocations that haven't been, that they've earned but for the month, but they haven't fulfilled or they still have some left, then they can go ahead and schedule some, and they'll get some schedules. So for Maverick is available this week. That's probably a lot of you on here that are interested in the Maverick information. If you're at a dealership that has some open allocations, the reason they would probably have some fulfilled and not been used yet is because they didn't have any orders that fulfilled what the factory's looking for. So, and again, we'll talk about constraints in a little bit, but those are some things to keep in mind. So Ford will usually say, you know, think about these things with that. we're going to dive in. Super Duty is also scheduling this week. Transit Connect van and wagon. Broncos Sport is being scheduled. Another thing they reminded us again this month, that if you have a Big Ben and the customer wanted that optional 18-inch wheel, that's in high demand. So try to schedule, see if they'll take it without the wheel. Otherwise, they may not get scheduled for production for October, which actually starts next week. So keep that in mind. Also, Edge is scheduling this week. Explorer, for 21 models, you're getting Bronco was being scheduled. Expedition, something to note on Expedition is that starting October 4th schedules for stock Expeditions, they will start adding the auto start stop delete from that. There is an auto start stop delete availability on the Expedition as well as F-150 that you can actually take that off your truck, so you don't have to worry about, you know, having that to deactivate the auto start stop button. So those are on all the stock units, are going to automatically be added to stock units starting for any scheduling builds for October 4th. Any others, you would want to, any retail orders, they would have to make sure they add that as an option. So it's an optional equipment is what it is. And then 21 balance out is October 14th. So any changes, spec changes to 21 Expedition orders, you'll need to make sure you make those changes by October 14th. F-150 is also scheduling this week, as well as Ranger. Something to note on Ranger, balance out is Thursday, which means that if you have a Ranger order, you want to change a color, equipment, or something, you need to make sure you make those changes with your dealer by Thursday and they're submitted. That'll be the last day to make those changes. Escape is also ordering, going to be scheduling this week. And then on the Lincoln side, I don't usually talk a lot about Lincoln in this video, but Aviator and Corsair are the only ones that are going to be scheduling for the month of October coming up. So none of the other lineups are going to be scheduling for the Lincoln lineups. So some wholesale information. Let's move on into that. Make sure I don't have anything that I need to cover here. I'll get into questions in just a little bit, but I have some written down from some of you early on because I want to grab some of those questions. So we'll, let me write down this one about the first edition. I want to make sure I comment on that later. That person. So okay, wholesale for this week, the F-150 Lightning, they did talk a little bit about it. They said news will be coming soon on the order conversion process, so there's going to be some information soon. We do know there's a date, October 26th is there, so we believe that's when the build and price might be up. We'll get more information about that soon. Also, Bronco, the Bronco order guide is going to be available October 8th. So if you're interested in 22 Bronco, maybe you have a 21 on order and it's going to get converted over to 22 and you want to know any changes, I'll be doing a video after the order guide gets that. So October 8th, looks like that's Friday. So probably Saturday, I'll be recording and hopefully editing and uploading a video on the 2022 Bronco changes. So I'll do a video on the changes first and then I'll do individual breakdowns of each of the different trims like I normally did, like I did with the Maverick. Also, build and price and Webdo will open October 13th. So those of you that are looking for a 22 Bronco or you've got pushed back, yours didn't end up being a 21 build, information, build and price will be open for 22 model year on October 13th on Ford's website. And then December is when scheduling will begin for 22 Bronco. So December scheduling will begin, which will be the 10/28. So that'll be 10/28 is when that will open up for us to be able to start scheduling, it looks like. So and then tomorrow there is going to be a dealer cast to go over 22 deployment for the F-150 Lightning. So we'll get that. That's a dealer cast that goes out and we'll learn a little bit more information about what's going to happen for, actually, I think I have that under Bronco. So I think it's going to be, you know, so we know how to convert, how it's going to happen for those leftover orders for 21 moving to 22. Excuse me. So anyway, so let's move on to the constraints. So so let's talk a little bit about that. So what are some of the constraints? A lot of you are in here for the Maverick, so let's go ahead and I'll just move down to Maverick and talk about them first. It looks like they are scheduling a few more tonneau covers. So for those of you that have taken the tonneau covers, I don't think you need to feel bad about it because the numbers are pretty low. So the tonneau cover soft folding, that 21D option, they're only going to pull 5%. And it will vary by dealer, but nationally, they're only going to have about 5% of the orders that will have those soft folding bed covers. Hard tri-fold covers will be 3%. as well as 3% on the hard roll-up. So again, a very small percentage. So I've had people kind of comment on mine in videos where I tell them to take the hard covers off, and then they get scheduled and they like to kind of rub it in my face and say, see, I got mine scheduled, I didn't have to take mine off. And and that's usually when I tell them, you might want to go get a lottery ticket as well, because you got lucky. So just keep that in mind. Some of these really low numbers means they're not going to do that many, but if you really want it on there, put it on there and see if it schedules. And if it doesn't, somebody else might go above you. So that's that chance you might take with that. Okay, some other low numbers here. Bed mat is going to be 3% as well. So if you want a bed mat, again, that's something you can get afterwards from your dealer. Protective fender film is 0%. So that's a pretty definite. You probably want to take that off. And then also spray in bed liner. So spray in bed liner, again, this is as a standalone option. If it's included in a package, that is not considered here. We're talking about the standalone option, that 96G option. If you have that on your order, then that is a 3%. So they have really lowered that down. Only 3% of the orders are going to have the spray and bed liner. Bed extender has been added to the list. Now that is a 3% as well. That 50G optional option there. If you want that bed extender, only 3% of the orders are going to have that on them that are going to be scheduled for the month of October. And then let's talk about a couple packages. XLT luxury package is at 20%. That means about, they're going to pull, if they pull 100 orders, only 20 of the 100 are going to have the XLT luxury package. So again, people that have, an XLT without a luxury package, they're more likely to get their scheduled. So that's kind of what that means there. Also, the Lariat luxury package is 18%. So pretty close to the same number. So 18 to 20 on the Lariat luxury package. And from what I understand, is that's because of that spray and liner. So they are trying, to come up with some options there, because a lot of people are getting those packages plus the standalone options. They're running through those the material for the spray and bed liners real quick. And again, spray and bed liners can be done at the dealer afterwards. I'm going to show you some images of somebody that did that here at the dealership already on theirs. And then also the hybrid engine is at 40%. So 4 out of 10 of the orders pulled will be hybrid. The other 6 out of 10 will be EcoBoost. So keep that in mind. So they are still scheduling hybrids this month, like every month they have so far. We'll get into, somebody asked a question about hybrid delays and such. There is no delays on those orders. I did see some hybrids getting their build pushed back a little bit. And that might be just because they didn't have, what they needed in time for those to be scheduled that week. So that's why they had to move those back a little bit. But they're still going to be scheduled and be built. So let's talk about a few others. I won't talk about too many of these because most of you are in here because of the Maverick. But I will talk about the Bronco. Some of you do follow us for the Bronco content as well. So Bronco retail, that's people that have an order in, hardtop molded in roof. If you have that on there, 43%. So it looks like they're adding more. So more of them are going to be scheduled with the hardtops. 43%, that's about half almost. Two door is 14%. So if you have a two door, that's a very low number. You probably may not be scheduled the rest. There's a few more. I think there's like maybe this month of scheduling, and then I think it's going to cut off. So you probably, you only have a few, maybe even just a couple weeks here for those. Wildtrak is at 15%. So most of those orders aren't going to be Wildtraks either. Sasquatch is 49%. So that's actually about half. The modular front bumper, that 55G, is 49%. The trailer tow package, 53Q, is 42%. Safari bar is 10%. The luxury package is 30%, and the paint protection film is 3%. So pretty low number for luxury. So if you have you're looking at a Wildtrak, which also includes a Sasquatch, which also includes some of them includes the luxury package, that's a pretty low numbers. And more likely you're not going to get your scheduled. If it's two door, you're getting a lot of things that are being checked off there. So you can tell they're wanting to get as many as they can out. And so, we've had some customers to switch to four-door and such to get theirs built. Some people are just, they're okay with waiting. So that's fine. There's some other different things. We can F-150, won't talk too much about that. There's not too many F-150s being pulled right now. I think we're getting 14 this month is all scheduled. And then on Ranger, there are a few things in Ranger that are in constraints. A lot of them have to do with appearance packages. So if you have a Ranger with an appearance package, those numbers are a little low. It looks like STX special edition package is at 20%. The Tremor graphics package is only 2 or 3% of the orders. Two-wheel drive is only 30 to 35% of them. 0% on XL. So if you're looking at XL Ranger, then you're probably not going to get scheduled at all. Stock Lariat Super Cab is 0% as well. So you can kind of see some of those. Super Cab in general is 22 to 24%. So it looks like they're trying to schedule a bunch of Super Crews. So I think I covered most of those. Oh, Bronco Sport. I mentioned the 18-inch optional wheel in the Big Ben. Big Ben with moonroof is also 0%. So if you are looking at that Big Ben and you have that optional package, and with the moonroof, it's getting 0%. Outer Banks with moonroof is 0% as well. So it looks like they're out of those moonroofs for the Bronco Sport. Outer Banks in general is 24%, and Badlands is only 8%. So anyway, if you want any others, there's a few other commodities and some of the other models, but just kind of drop that in the comments and tag me in there and we can cover those. So going on, something that actually was just released today, that the 0% on 21 F-150 has been extended to the end of the month. So 0% for 72 months on 21 F-150s. If you see one out there on a dealer, or if you have one on order, you can get this. This is for tier 0, 1, and 2. So you can get that 0% for 72 months. Saves you a lot of money. Finance charges there for on an F-150 there. Also, don't forget, tomorrow there is Ford is doing a live Q&A at 6 p.m. Central Time. So an hour before this normally airs, tomorrow night. The link is in the description. So in fact, I have a bunch of links in the description. We're going to talk about all of them right now. One of the links is for the Ford live Q&A. Go in there. Please go in there, spend some time. If you have maybe a hybrid on order, you have some questions about some things that I'm not getting answers to, go in there, ask them. Post that question in there. When are the hybrids going to get released from the factory? When's the EPA testing going to be done? Ask those questions about them in there in that live Q&A. I'm really looking forward. I'm going to be there as well, right along with you guys. So I'm going to make sure I'm in there tomorrow night and checking and watching that video out as well. Really curious on how that's going to go and how long it's going to last. But so it gives you a great opportunity to kind of ask those questions to Ford. That's going to be probably the brand manager is going to be there. So I assume he'll be on that live call. That's the person who I've been connecting with and getting a lot of answers. So hopefully he's on the call as well as somebody else from Ford there. Ford marketing people will probably be on there as well. So let's give them all those questions there. You know, we have 300 people in here on this live stream right now. So I expect at least you guys to be on there tomorrow night, right? So let's get on there and check out that live stream. Also, I do want to kind of highlight a YouTube channel. It's a channel that I actually found out because I was on Reddit and one of those videos came out and I watched the video, and that's Johnny's Car Care and Reviews. He has a lot of similar style than what I have here, and similar goals as well. He is just a regular person that loves Ford vehicles. I think he has a brother that works for a Ford dealership, or brother-in-law, and he is passionate about the Ford vehicles, and he wants to help people out, help them, you know, educate them on Ford vehicles. He just got his own Ford Bronco, and he has been really passionate about getting information on the Maverick out there. I'm sure some of you already have watched some of his videos, but you know, just take a chance, go out there. He's got about 3,000 subscribers. He deserves a lot more than that. He puts a lot of energy in, and his videos I think are pretty good, and he really goes through and explains things and informs the community. So I want all of you to go over after we're done with this live stream. I want you to go over to his channel, give him a sub, click that subscribe button, and hit that notification bell, and check out his video. I think you really like it. So check out his channel. I watch it when he puts videos out, and I think you'll like him too. Also, tonight I'm going to be on a live stream. Somebody asked me to join their live stream called Auto Transport Intel. His live stream is going to be right after this. I think I go on there at 8:50 tonight. So just kind of a guest appearance, and I might have him on our live stream as well. So we're doing a collab with each other. So check out his video, especially if those of you that want to know a little bit more about the auto transport business. That's kind of what his channel is all about. So I may have him on next. See if we can have him on in a couple weeks. Maybe not next week, but see if he can enlighten us on the process for auto transport or something like that. So I'll talk to him a little bit more about that tonight and pick his brain about that tonight to get us some information there. Alrighty, I think I've highlighted that. Oh, there's one other. Somebody asked me about the FordPass credit card because one of the things that's pretty cool, and I have one myself. Actually, I probably shouldn't show it because I don't want you guys seeing the number. But I do have one myself. I have the link in the description here for FordPass credit card. So you can click on that link, and that helps you go to, and if you want to apply for, you can get the FordPass credit card. What's cool about that is when you get your Maverick and you get your FordPass account, when you start using that credit card, it goes towards getting more points for rewards. And you can say, well, what are those points good for? Well, when you purchase a Ford vehicle, when you purchase your Ford Maverick, you're going to get enough points for 2 free oil changes, tire rotation, and that kind of thing. Or you can also use it for accessories too. So you can use it for all kinds of things, service, accessories. I think I've had about 4 oil changes on my truck and haven't paid for one of them yet because I've used the every time I use the credit card, if it's and you get certain percentage is kind of paid back, kind of like Discovery does. Discover, I guess, they do the similar thing. So I use my credit card like I do my bank card, and I just pay it off at the end of every month. So there's a link for that credit card. I suggest if you want to go in there and do the same thing, and that helps you get some reward points. So when you go in, you don't have to pay for oil changes. I don't think I paid for an oil change since I got this credit card. And I have, you know, 3 vehicles in my fleet. So anyway, speaking of that, I want to congratulate my sister. Her Lincoln Corsair came in today. It arrived. We're getting it set up for her so that she can come pick it up this weekend. So congratulations to her. She got a really nice Lincoln Corsair, pretty loaded up. And I thought, you know, I don't know if you guys care or not, but I thought it'd be fun to kind of tell you, you know, some of the vehicles that are in the fleet in our family. Very much a Ford family here. So in my driveway, I have a 2020 Ford F-150 XLT crew cab 4x4 that I drive. Magma red, love the color. Also, my wife drives a 2018 Ford Expedition. Stone gray is the color on that one. It's an XLT 202A equipment group. And then also, my son is driving a Ford Fusion Hybrid, silver one. That is pretty loaded up as well. So, I mean, that's a pretty cool little lineup in our. Of course, I do have a Bronco on order as well that is getting built tomorrow. Pretty excited about that. So we can get that here real soon and have that in our driveway as well. My oldest daughter drives a Transit Connect. My second oldest daughter, she drives a Ford Escape. So that one works really well. And then my dad has a 21 F-150 Lariat crew cab that he uses to pull his camper. And then my mom has a Ford Fusion Hybrid as well. My sister now will have a Lincoln Corsair, and my brother drives a Ford Ranger. So you can tell we're a Ford family through and through. And it's not just because I work here, but I really think they have great products out there too. So I see Johnny's actually in the live stream tonight. So thanks for joining us, Johnny. So again, keep up with those videos. I really appreciate them because it really does help out the community here. So, all right, so moving on. Okay, let's get into our Q&A now. So you guys ready for some questions? I do have a couple in here some people asked about. Somebody asked about the hybrid auto start stop, that they don't see a button on the hybrids, and that's because they're automatically getting the auto start stop. So when you pull on, I have this with my Ford Fusion now, when you pull up the stoplight stop sign, the whole goal is to, you're driving a hybrid because you want to save fuel economy, you want to save on fuel. So it is going to, unless it needs to turn to power the vehicle on, because it needs more battery power or something, it's going to try to use your battery. When you come up to stoplight, stop sign, it's going to automatically shut it off. So that is something that you're going to have on the hybrids. There's no need for a button there, because that's the goal behind that, is to be able to conserve on that battery power. So that's going to just come with it. So there's no need for a button. Also, some people asked, Ian asked about the hybrid delay for EPA testing. Again, I don't know. I still haven't gotten an email back yet. So we hopefully will get EPA testing soon. Again, I encourage you guys to go on the live stream tomorrow and ask them. Hopefully we get the testing results real soon. A lot of people were excited and hoping that today, with all the reviews that went out, that we'd get that as well. And I really think once they get that EPA testing, they're going to get those vehicles out, because they really don't want to have them at the factory setting. They want to get them out. They want to get those vehicles out to the customers and to the dealers as quick as possible. I think that testing is going to come as soon as they can. As soon as the EPA testing is done, then we're going to see those shipped out. I think within the last week, a lot of people said that they got delivery dates, which they didn't have before, for their hybrid vehicles, which means maybe it is getting real close, and maybe they know a date. Maybe they've contacted them and said, yes, this is a date that you're going to be able to do it. And maybe it's just a matter of adding those numbers for their window stickers. And maybe that's just all we're waiting on. So hopefully it's real soon. Gary also asked about, can the all-wheel drives get 30 miles per gallon? The all-wheel drive that we have here, it's FX4 package with the 4K tow package. It said it got 29, and I actually did not. I drove it for a little bit, but I didn't even look at the fuel economy rating and didn't look at that in the testing. So I'm not sure what, when we were driving it, what it did receive. But I think even the all-wheel drives are going to get really good fuel economy with the EcoBoost. So I think you really like it. A couple of people commented. Something else I want to talk about is the test drive videos. I did a test drive video this weekend with a vehicle that luckily we received one, and I get a chance to drive it. I'll say that is the first review video of test drive video I've ever done. And I've been doing these videos since 2014 for the different vehicles and product, and I'm more of a just the facts type of guy, of features and that kind of stuff, of knowing features and explaining features. But test driving, I've always left that up to those different automotive review sites, because I figure, are you going to really pay attention to for somebody that works at a dealership and trust them, or somebody that's independent? So I feel like there's so many good reviewers out there already that most people are going to be watching them and their videos, and that my video is probably, getting it from somebody like me isn't. But there are a lot of people that ask for that from me, so I decided I went ahead and did my own review. So hopefully you guys liked it. Again, first one I've ever done, so take it easy on me. Noticed, of course, one of the ones that I think you really should watch is, I assume you put it on there, but Johnny, did you put your video up today, I assume? He did a really good job. He went to a ride and drive type of situation, I believe, in his, and he did a really good job explaining how they rode and how they felt, and I think you should watch his video as well. And of course, there's a bunch of them out there, but and I haven't had a chance to watch any of them yet, but I am going to be looking for some hybrid ones, because we did not get a hybrid in. The video I did was on the EcoBoost. So you can check that video out on our YouTube channel if you want to. Thanks to Ridgeview, one of our members. So thanks for letting me know that. Also, First Edition, some people asked about that, about when's the last they can schedule a First Edition. Easy thing to remember on the First Edition, that it's a package. It's no different than like a Lariat Luxury package or an FX4 package. It's going to be available for the entire model year. So it's not exclusive to the numbers. So as long, it's only going to be available for the 22 model year, but it is going to be available for the full year. So there's not going to be, kick my camera. There's not going to be a deadline on that package. It'll continue to be for the year. They may, towards the end, they may balance out and say we're going to balance out on the First Edition at some point, but not that we know of for a while. I've really messed up my camera angle. There we go. Okay, so that's what we know. So any other questions? I'm sure you guys have some questions for me. There, and I actually have not looked at the chat room here. So I scheduled with you all next LT luxury FX4 with the tow FX4 package. How many allocations for next month, and what's the chances I'll get pulled? For one, since you have an EcoBoost, that's a pretty good shot. Right now, we're still negotiating on allocations right now. We're not real happy with the allocations we're supposed to be receiving, or the KC region in general, because they are, from what we understand, that they did tell us, if I can find my notes, they did tell us it They did tell us they're going to be, they're projecting for about 4,700, I believe, being to be scheduled this month for Maverick. So they're still on that projection that they had last month that they that I mentioned to you guys. I wrote that down somewhere, but it looks like so they're looking like they're still projecting for that many. Well, in our opinion, that well, if we had 45 scheduled last month when it was 2,700, and they're going to be 2,000 more this month, that we're expecting close to double. Right now, they're telling us, I don't know if I should tell the number. Okay, so right now we're getting 20. So half what we got last month. But we're still in negotiation there. So we're still, what usually happens at wholesale is you say, here's what you have, you know, in stock, here's what's in transit, here's, you know, so here's what you should be getting in the next month. So then they tell you, okay, here's how many allocations we're going to give you. And then you can ask for supplement allocations. And so we requested for a lot more. We actually went ahead and requested for all of our orders. So we still have, I think, over 300 orders that haven't been scheduled yet. So we requested for all of them, of course. We never get that many, but at least they know here's what we're expecting and here's what we want, and we're serious about it, and we're going to take all of those because we have those orders in. So we'll see what happens. We won't know final on wholesale until, I think they said, Thursday. So we still have two more days for those numbers to hopefully come up there. So I wasn't going to mention it in a live stream, but somebody asked, and I like to give you what you want, right? So I was pretty mixed between the hybrid or 2.0. I ordered July 13th. My dealer told me I was 9th in the wait list. I'm tired of waiting. Do you think I'd go to 2.0 faster? You would probably get it faster, just because, just like we mentioned on the mix for next month, that, you know, 60% of them are going to be EcoBoost, and so you will. We've kind of noticed that. You know, if we have, we've seen people that have ordered in like even August that have gotten an EcoBoost. So not only the engine is something you might consider, but also other things within that order. So we know Lariat Luxury is 20%. So if you're looking at EcoBoost Lariat Luxury, that actually could bring you down a little bit closer to maybe what a hybrid is. But whereas maybe you're looking 2.0 with the luxury package, that might get built and might be scheduled a little bit quicker. So really, just there's a lot of the things that can go in there. So you know, I have a lot of people that said, I don't understand why I'm not scheduled yet, and then I look at their order. So again, if you have an ordering with us, get with your salesperson and I can look your order over and tell you, here's some things that you might consider. We had a customer that had, you know, a tonneau cover, like we mentioned, a very low percentage of tonneau covers are being scheduled, and I suggested take the tonneau cover off. We have some in stock already that haven't been taken. We can always order them as well. We can get them in a lot faster than the vehicle will probably get here, and so we can get those covers for you, and we can put it on your truck when it gets here. So that's something to consider. So I can always do that. So if you want your salesperson to do that, have them get with me, and I can go over your order and kind of look it over for you. But again, I kind of covered some of the things you might want to think about on the percentages for the Maverick, you know, as we talked about, the more the standalone options. And again, most of them are accessories. Again, dealer installed options are options at the factory. You know, keep with those. They haven't said anything about moonroof yet or power sliding rear windows. Those seem to be okay. Even the outlets, the cab outlets and such, they haven't been mentioning any of that. Okay, another one. I'm gonna cut the Ford. I would like to see Blake show us a few more aftermarket parts available for the Maverick. Working on that too. He did really enjoy being with us on that live stream, so we'll probably get him back on here again with some more accessories. In fact, actually meant to show you this earlier, forgot to. So let me show you this. Okay, so here we have a Maverick that the one that came in, it was in the hot pepper red, and we did some spray and liners. Actually meant to show you this in first. So there's the before. We did a spray and liner. This, they had five accessories added to this truck. Many are things that you can get from the factory. So this one is a spray and bed liner. So as you can see, there's the before and then there's the after. So we, one of the things that we take, and I make a big deal about this, and people ask, why do I make a deal? But when you get a spray and liner at the factory, they don't take off any of the hooks. Now these, as you know, on the XLT will have 10 tie down hooks. Well, they're going to spray over all of those, more than likely, because they typically will spray in the liner. That's usually one of the last things it's done. So they'll build the truck, they'll take it out, they'll go to an accessory shop, and then accessory shop will then put the spray in liner. A lot of times they want to get these out as quick as possible. They'll spray over all those hooks. I'm not sure about the cubbies, but we take all that stuff off, and it's really kind of hard to tell in this picture. This was actually taken before we took everything off. But they took all the D-Link hooks off of there, that are on it. They took the covers off of those. I did ask them, they should have got a picture of what the cubby looks like with the cover off. But those covers were taken off and the cubbies were taken out, and then they sprayed, then they went and sprayed it and then put everything back. And one of the reasons that we do that too, and a lot of people ask, well, what's the benefit of that, is that you're going to have better seal underneath those hooks. So if you take them off, you spray it, then that the body is sprayed, and then you can put the hooks on there. You don't have to worry about water getting behind where those are screwed in at. You're going to have a good tight seal. Also, up at the top along the glass, these are, since these are unibody, they're not a bed on there. We went ahead and they went ahead and sprayed all the way up underneath the glass. So they taped off the glass and the bed rails, and they sprayed up on there. So that way, if you get water coming down from that glass, it's going to protect the top of that right underneath the window as well. So something else we added to it, they added window tint. They wanted front window tint. So here's them kind of in the process of doing that. So we did that. So there's the finished product there. So it'll have privacy glass in the rear windows, back glass, and then he wanted some window tint on the front windows as well. And then also we have, here is the door sill plates. Here's the before. So he ordered the door sill plates, which we were able to get. So here's what it looks like. There's the front one. So there's a picture of that. So it looks really cool. They had him, it's supposed to line up perfectly with those, with the molding inside. So that looks pretty cool, I will say. I really like that. And then the back door also gets it, but it doesn't have the Maverick wording on there, as you can see here. So it kind of looks like that. So he wanted those added, and those look pretty sharp. I thought it looked really good on the vehicle. And then also he wanted a bug deflector on it. So that was added. So there's a before, and there's your after. So, and that one, pretty cool. That one actually adheres to the hood itself, right there. Double-sided tape, I believe. You know, of course, it's really thick, you know, what they put on those to keep those on. But looks really cool. And it's a molded in material, same material as the bumpers for the most part. So just more textured than anything. And then also he wanted the splash guards. A lot of people have asked for that. That is a late availability item. If you put the splash guards in there, then there we go. Sorry, there's a comment there. Okay, yeah, so splash guards is a late availability item. You can't even get them on it right now if you have your order. They won't even be scheduled, but you can get those afterwards. We're able to get those. So there's the front one, and it is a different part number for the back one. So it's a little bit bigger for the back one. So there's a close-up of that. And then we also got one, kind of a picture of both of them on from the side there. So as you can see, so splash guards, again, another item that you can't get so from the factory, but you can get it afterwards. So there's several accessories this customer added to their truck, the spray and bed liner. Of course, bed cover, we can do the same thing as well. So that's just something that you might think about. So anyway, let's see here. Any other questions? I don't have any other on my list here. So any other questions there? Let's see here. Those are the exact options I want. Maverick and bedliner, like we talked about. Yep. Yeah, we can do those pretty quick. I think usually we can do tent liner in the same day. So usually once that comes in, as long as we have an availability open slot for the tent liner. That one we had to wait until Monday because we were booked up for the week in aftermarket. So it did take a couple extra days just to get it in. But so on the power. The vehicle I test drove did not have the luxury package, so it didn't have the power seat. So I actually talk about that at the beginning of the video, where there is a adjustment where you can move the seat up and down. So there was not a lumbar on that seat there. So Okay, my Maverick order is priority 12. What do I need to get it to 10? You just ask the dealer. So that's the dealer controls anything from 10 to 19. That's the 19's the default. So I don't know if they put most of their orders in as a 12, and then they go ahead and move ones that they really want to move to the top to a 10. I don't know why they're not just make it a 10. I'm not sure, but so the dealer would have to do that. Hey, Johnny, thanks for answering some questions here. I know you're pretty knowledgeable on this. I appreciate you jumping in and answering some of those questions there. I know. Okay, so I'm not sure if Kim got answered here, but yeah. So it depends on the dealer. My quoted me, spray liner, vinyl floors, hard roll up. At MSRP, no markup. Yeah, we're actually on all of ours, we're doing here at the dealership for all of our Maverick orders, we are doing a free install on those. So we noticed most of those parts are the same as they are from the factory, so there's no extra cost there, and then we're doing the free install, so there's really, it shouldn't cost any more to get those installed here at the dealership after you get it. I'm not sure, most dealerships might, you know, have an install fee, especially if they have the service department install it. We, our aftermarket department, we have several guys in a department, so they install it there, so we can kind of include the shipping into that cost of that. So any word on the first edition builds? They are scheduling, so they should be being pulled. And again, we remember those do take the luxury package. So that is going to be a smaller amount because of that luxury package not getting scheduled. So anyway, F-150 Lightning. Okay, Tim, give me a shout out and update on ordering. Okay, it looks like October 26th is the next date that we really have on F-150 Lightning. So we're waiting for that October 26th date. We're going to get more information probably in the next couple weeks on that. But I did see something on our when I go to our locator that actually shows a date of that date saying that's when they're going to be converted over. I think what that really means is that that's when we're going to know on the process of switching over from reservation to orders. They did mention here. I got it right here. So in our Ford wholesale, they did mention about that. Here we go. So it did say F-150, get ready. Communication coming soon on order conversion that will require dealer engagement. Customers will place orders in USOB in waves and with updated commodities and timing. So we should know more information. We know what the allocation formula, which will really help us out because we sell a lot of F-150s in our state, and that is one of the things that helps us get more allocation. So we know that for the state allocations, 50% is by how many F-150s are sold from the nation, how we convert there. But as a dealer, it's, and 50% of the share that we get for the state is based on our F-150 share of sale of F-150s, which we sell a ton of those. So that should be good for us, as well as then, of course, Ford sales share of state as well. We do really well in our state. And then converted orders, 25%, and we do a really good job of converting our orders over. So that shouldn't be a problem there. So how do I lock in the financing offers that are going on from the Maverick, or do I just accept those? You know, that is a great question. I'm not always involved in the order process, but I believe you can lock in those incentives when you go to do your order at any time. So I think that I'll have to try to get some more information on that, if they can lock those or those in on the Maverick. But from what I understand is when you order, you can lock them in, or you can lock, or you get the incentives when they come in. I don't see the 0% changing on these, because there's so many that still haven't showed up. I don't see that the incentives changing on the Maverick, at least through the end of the year. So I think you're good there. So, all right. So increase hybrid build production. It's less. I won't read the rest of that, so I agree, but I won't read it. Did you say the front and rear splash guards are different? Yes, they are. So they are a different number. When Blake was on a couple weeks ago, he was told that they would, because it looked like it would work on both, but it does not. It does take someone kind of let us know that on one of the social media pages that they do all have different part numbers. And I actually did get some screenshots of that, and I can kind of give you that information. Oops. So yeah, they take two different part numbers. Oh, flash one off. Okay, so I think the front one, I think this is for the front. For one of them, it's NZ6Z-16A550-AA. So that is, I think, for the front one. And then the other one is basically the same number, except for BA at the end instead of AA. So if you're wanting for all four, you're going to want to order those. A set of two. So, and then you can get those through Ford. That's a Ford accessories part number. So you should be able to get that with your Ford dealer. Your parts department should be able to get that for you without any problems there. So, all right. Yeah, push that like button. Thanks. All right. Oh, thanks, Griffin. All right. So you discuss what your dealership does when the truck gets delivered. What is the preparation process once it rolls off the trailer? Okay. So we have someone that inspects the trucks when they come off the trailer. And he's also the person that sets the vehicles up. So first thing we do is he goes through, he's one of our techs, and the only thing he does all day is he inspects the vehicles and he gets them set up. So the vehicles will come in without, you know, any antennas and stuff on that, plastic on them, that kind of stuff. So he checks them over, makes sure that the fluids are topped off, that they're filled up correctly and everything. So he kind of looks it over, inspects it like you would if you brought a vehicle in for an oil change. So he, you know, checks the brakes, the tires, he checks everything over. He's looking for any imperfections in the vehicle. You know, that sometimes that happens in shipping. So he checks all that stuff over real closely. Gets things, plastic taken off, puts things on that need to be put on. Usually on the Mavericks, probably not too much. You know, F-150s, you got to put the antennas on, different things like that. If it has, you know, any dealer installed options, those will have to be put on. You know, so I think actually like mud flaps are a dealer installed option when they're going to be available. So then they would install those. So any dealer installed options, they would install them as well. And then from there, it goes to usually goes to the salesperson, because then we work it out with you of when you're going to come pick up your vehicle, because we don't want to get it. We don't want it to get set up and then cleaned and then sit out here. And if it's going to be a couple days before you show up, then it gets dirty. Especially if it rains or something. So we figure out when you're going to be here, and then we get it nice and clean for you inside and out, so it looks pristine and perfect. And then we go from there. So of course, as soon as it comes in, we also get with you and let you know that your vehicle has arrived and is here. So hopefully that helps out with that. So okay, Tim, I have a $100 reservation on Lightning since before I ordered my MAV. Ordered my MAV Hybrid First Edition in June. If Lightning orders begin and end of October, I wonder if I can come, if it will come before the Maverick. It shouldn't. We're hearing the first Lightnings will show up in the summer, next summer. So it's going to be a little while before they can be. So it should have a couple months that the order banks will be open before we have to have the deadline for those orders in to start, you know, going by your reservation number and such. And then they're going to start scheduling, and they'll, on those, there'll be a launch. It's going to be real similar to the Bronco on the Lightning from what I understand. So you know, they've been telling us probably summer deliveries. So unless things have changed on that, from what we know, we'll get more information between now and the 26th. Then we can know some dates and everything and kind of let you guys know from there. So okay, so yeah, Johnny actually answered that. So your dealer can lock in this month's offer, but must have the original order demand in hand. Original order demand in hand. It's the order sheet. So that's kind of what I thought too. So thanks for confirming that there. So again, I think Johnny's bought a few vehicles and special ordered a few vehicles. So from what I understand from watching his channel, so I'm sure he knows that. I usually don't lock in my incentives necessarily. You can do that. So cool. Okay, since you're shipping my vehicle, can we leave the plastic on the seats and the screen protector on so I can unwrap it when it's like Christmas? We probably could. We need to get with your salesperson to make sure, because usually when it comes off, sometimes the plastic's on the seat and sometimes it's not. Sometimes the transport driver, they'll get in and out. Sometimes it kind of gets ripped a little bit, just to see. I mean, it should be fine. But a lot of times when he, you know, when he's setting them up, when he first, you know, drive them off and then we move them to the spot where they're going to get set up and everything, usually they'll leave those on, and they usually wash line takes them off. So you just to make sure your salesperson knows, and then they let the people, there's only like two people involved in that process. So as long as they let them know, we should leave that on for you. Shouldn't be a big deal. Okay, so Michael just logged on, asked about tonneau covers. Yeah, we did cover that. Looks like about, it depends on what kind of cover you're looking at, anywhere from 3 to 5% of the scheduled builds will have the covers on them. So again, very low percentage. So really up to you how fast you want it. Again, remember, bed covers can always be added after you get your vehicle. And be put on it, and you could even put them on. A lot of them can be put on yourself. They're pretty easy to install. I usually take about an hour to install it. From our guys here, probably take me two, but most of those guys probably take about an hour. So why is my dealer telling me they can't? Okay, I think I missed your question earlier, Davmel. Maybe somebody else answered that question above. So it's good through March of 22. I saw something about the Maverick financing will be good through March of 22. We're always given the deadline. Usually it goes month to month for us. You should be able to. I know that you can lock it in when you do your order. We've done that for a lot of our customers, especially like F-150 orders right now. We were told on if we ordered some F-150s and ordered them as 21s, that we can lock in that 0% for 72 for them. Even if they get flipped to 22, Ford is going to be honoring that if that order gets flipped over because they didn't schedule for like a month. So they want to try to be kind of help out those customers that didn't get their 21s ordered because of that reason, or didn't get it scheduled because of that reason. So they're going to honor that. So you can lock in incentives at the beginning. I just don't know if you can do it. You know, if it has to be done at the order or after. And it looks like from what Johnny's saying that you can do that afterwards. So should be able to lock those incentives in without a VIN number. So. Yep, Steven, I did. Actually, I kind of told you we couldn't lock in, but on the 13th, yep, you're on my list. So I'll make sure that gets accomplished, and we switch your order over so we can get it scheduled as quick as possible. Bronco Sport Badlands 22 can be ordered right now. We have a couple on order, and Bronco Sports are being scheduled this week, and I believe the ones that are being scheduled are 22s, not 21s. So, yep, be good. In fact, look at my notes here. Yep, so yeah, because the only thing left, 21, looks like that's wholesaling for this month is Mustang for 21. About everything is 22. F-150 is also 21. December startup is coming up, but Bronco Sport production month is, 22 Bronco Sport is scheduling this month for December. Scheduling, so yep, so Bronco 22 Bronco Sport is scheduling right now for this month. I don't think we have any Bronco Sport allocations though as of right now. We're working on it. Or wait, actually, well, actually we should have, because we have a couple Bronco Sports on order. Yep, we have three. Actually, we have three allocations for Bronco Sport, so that should cover. I think we only have a couple of Bronco Sport orders, so that should cover those. So, do Michelin tires come on the hybrid Lariat? I believe, I'm not sure if it's Michelin. I know there are Pirellis on the FX4 package on that one that came in. They were Pirellis. I think it depends on what's available. When they go to do that. So again, it has to do with parts, materials available, and that kind of stuff. And they have several different tire companies they work with. So it really just depends. When does the 22 end for Mavericks? Not anytime soon, Larry. So you should be able to be good. I know that I did see something on social media where somebody was salespeople were telling customers that they couldn't order a 22 anymore, that it was going to be a 23 on a Echo Sport or something. And that's from what I understand, we're still ordering them, so we're good. We're able to order them and put them in there, and it's going to be a while before. Usually, I mean, this model year should go through the summer, so it's going to be like probably, you know, September, it's going to probably be, you know, next summer before they're going to flip over to 23 model year production. So we have a while. We're going to get a lot more of these 22s are going to get scheduled and be built. We should be able to build them through the summer. So do you know if Ford ships from the factory at all before EPA ratings, or if they built hybrids sitting in Mexico? Yeah, there are, the hybrids are waiting for EPA testing. So that, I've been told that from not only the marketing team but also the brand manager, that we are waiting for that. I actually did get an email on Sunday night that says we do not have the okay to buy, or okay to buy means that they can be released. So that means that the customers can buy them. So that's what that okay, OKTB is okay to buy, which means that they can be released from the factory so customers can buy them when they come in. So those have not been done yet. From those had not been released for that. So we're waiting on the EPA testing. And as of Sunday night, the email I got from the brand manager, that has not happened yet. So we're waiting for that. So, all right. I wanted, for a second, never kicks up the constraints on my. All right. Thanks. Okay, so we're getting close to time here, and I might next week, actually, I want to let you guys know now, I'm going to a conference next week, so next Tuesday night, we're going to be live streaming from my hotel room in Vegas, so we're going to do a live stream there, so I am going to keep this going, so if I take vacation time or whatever, I'll make sure that I'm back in time for these live streams and keep it going as long as you guys want to. I enjoy answering questions for you guys. But next week we will be, I'm going to a conference. In fact, what's kind of funny is the conference I'm going to, we have twice a year. It's called Digital Dealer. And it's at that conference is where I kind of learned to do and thought of the idea of doing videos back in 2014. And I came back and started doing video walk arounds and kind of took over from there. And so you can thank this conference for that. So I'll be going and seeing what else I can learn this week. At that conference. So Tuesday, though, I will be live streaming from the hotel room, so hopefully we have good connections and everything. So just kind of a fun warning there, but we should be good. I'll get everything loaded to my laptop and we can do this on the road in the hotel room. Tim, can drop ship still when after scheduled the build date? No, if you want it drop shipped, that location of drop ship, it's like an option in a sense. So you have to have put on where it's going to be delivered to prior to it being scheduled. So if it's been scheduled and you know the dealership is where it's right now, it's set up and we didn't get that on your order, then it's going to be shipped here and then we'll have to deliver it out to you. So I think the really important ones for us, because I think we try to contact and find a dealership that will allow us to drop ship. It's up to dealers. They can choose not to do those or not. We found a lot of dealerships after these videos kind of got popular out there and people started talking about, you know, our videos and me and such. A lot of them have been like not working with us on drop ships. And so, you know, we'd like to actually have them delivered here because then we can inspect them, check them over. If you want any accessories, especially since right now it's hard on accessories, we can put them on and then we can ship them out to you. So when we're covering most of the cost of that, Hawaii, the orders that we have in Hawaii are the ones that are most important. We have to drop ship those there. It's just too expensive to ship over. So we're saving those people in Hawaii some money. So those are the main ones we want to do. But we do have some of you out there that we're doing drop ship instead of delivery here and shipping it. But that has to be done before it's scheduled. So it can be changed right now if it's still in priority 10, but it has to be done before it gets scheduled. Once it's scheduled, we cannot make that change. Oh, Steven, you drove a Maverick and you order another one. Okay. With the Maverick XLT with the luxury package, but with constraints, should I wait? I think you should get it in because again, we can always make those changes for your order, but You're better off going ahead and getting submitting it with that luxury package and getting those changes in, because again, even though the numbers are low, 20%, it's still, you got a 1 in 5 shot in getting that order in. And so the earlier you get it in, the earlier you get to the move to the top of that line as we go through that. So that's always something to think about. And you never know, there might be people out there that are like, nope, I want the tonneau cover from the factory. I don't want the dealership to install that. I want it done there. I want the spray and bend line or whatever. And so they're very adamant on their order. So you might get to move up above them if they're very, you know, they want to stay with that. So you might get scheduled a little sooner than you think, especially if you're looking at an EcoBoost. No problem, Ricky. Let's see, Tim, thanks again for the information and the time you take to answer our questions. No problem. I actually came off seeing you on Johnny's live stream, so really good to see you're checking out all the videos and learning as much as you can. So again, there's you know, a lot of especially in the automotive world, there's a lot of great YouTube channels out there, and you know, there's a lot of other dealer channels that maybe, you know, as dealers are like, oh, you're my competition, so don't watch their videos. But you know, there are some great YouTube channels out there. Johnny's is one of them, and he really, you know, I like his videos because he really tries to help educate the people. Him not being a dealer really helps that too, and get that message across. So and then of course, you know, Town and Country TV, they do some great videos. They're doing a lot of videos right now on Bronco. You know, because they have some Broncos in, he his own. I'll probably doing some Bronco videos when I get mine as well. But you know, he does some great videos. They have a great aftermarket team as well, like we do here. So they have some great videos. You know, there's some other great ones, and I don't go looking for a lot of the different channels out there, but just and coming across some of the others, I've seen them out there, and there's some good ones out there. And I'll be watching a lot of different reviews tonight, you know, tonight, tomorrow, I'm going to be watching some of those reviews out there. And so also, if any of you down there has a, the link for Johnny's YouTube channel is in the description. So just open up that description, and the link is down there for Johnny's YouTube channel. So check that out. And also, I'm not sure what I was saying now. I'm going to check out some of those. If somebody knows about a hybrid test drive that somebody did, drop that down there in the drop it on the chat. I'd love to, because I want to watch a hybrid. I want to see what the impressions are. And actually, Johnny, I don't think I got a chance to watch yours. I think Johnny drove a hybrid as well. So I might rewatch Johnny's video, because I think I watched a little bit and was going to come back and watch the rest, and it had to get taken down, so I missed it. So I'll rewatch his video. All right, so hybrid XLT luxury ordered 625 and confirmed 628. Any chance I will get a build date before the end of the year? Well, Ellen, we hope so. There are some things that, I mean, you know, you might, what optional equipment did you add to your hybrid XLT luxury? Is that all you added? Did you add any other standalone options that might delay it? But also, just really depends on your dealership, how many allocations they have, how many other orders were ahead of yours. You know, June 25th was pretty early. I think it opened up on the 8th or 9th. So that is pretty early. Again, a lot of times, too, you need to make sure your dealership completed it through the ROVP process. They actually talked more about that with us this week. They actually, because we were talking about our allocations, and then they asked us, well, do you have those confirmed through the COVP process? And we're like, yes, we have 360 orders that have been approved through that process. So right now, Ford is not giving dealers allocations if they have not submitted those orders through the COVP or on the Maverick, the ROVP process. So I'm just... if you have an order with a dealership, make sure they went through that process with you. All right. Once I order the Bronco Sport Badlands, how long takes to build and ship? Well, I would say on most years, if you order a vehicle that's already like Bronco Sport's already been going, and they probably they're already up to speed with the launch, vehicles have already been shipped. So at this point, it's really just, you know, continuing those builds. So it shouldn't take too long. Really just depends on how you order your vehicle, again, just like with the Maverick, on what you have ordered. And like we said, we went through the commodity on Bronco Sport, so you want to probably make sure you stay away from moonroofs, it looks like, for one. It looks like Outer Banks with moonroof and Big Bend with moonroof are not getting scheduled. 0% are getting scheduled for 22. If you're wanting a Badlands, it's 8%. So it might take a little while to get that scheduled. Once it's scheduled and you get a scheduled date, you usually can figure about 4 weeks from the date it's supposed to get built. Like my Bronco is going to get built tomorrow. Say it again. As you can tell, I'm excited. But my Bronco's getting built tomorrow. And so from what we've seen from some people that got theirs built recently, I'm really hoping to have it by, you know, early November. I'd love to see it by in this month. That'd be awesome, but we know that, you know, about 4 weeks to get it delivered to you from once it gets built. So I think, Johnny, did you say yours came a little quicker than 4 weeks? I think if he's still in there in the stream, I don't know if he is, but I think he got his pretty quick as well there. So when do you think used Mavericks will be available? It'd probably be a little while, of course, but probably usually 6-9 months. After they start hitting the new ones start hitting, probably we'll start seeing people that will maybe you know, some people will sometimes get something that they maybe didn't want. They settled with something and then they ordered maybe a second one, and then when that second one comes in, they may trade it in for that one, because they still are going to be, especially something like this where it hasn't been many have been produced, they're going to bring a lot of money, as you can see right now. And I've seen a lot of hatred of dealers and on social media that are pricing over MSRP. But as you can see, the supply and demand is there for people that maybe haven't even had their scheduled yet, but they want one and they're willing to pay over MSRP. And so dealers are going to get raising those prices, and that the, you know, supply and demand and the, you know, the price of those vehicles are going up. You're seeing a lot of them at dealers that are, I've seen a lot in California that are $9,000 over MSRP, which is crazy. I've seen a lot that are $5,000 over MSRP. We are pricing ours up over MSRP, our stock units. We're doing about $2,500. We feel like that's fair but not outrageous. Again, another, some people have said that's shame on us, but you have to remember, with the lower amount of stock units that we have, all the ones that we have on order are retails that are pretty much sold units. I think it's almost more disrespectful to the people that did a special order if you allow them to buy it at MSRP. So if they're ordering a vehicle and they have to wait 2, 3, 4, 5 months to get their vehicle, and they get to get it at MSRP, and then a stock unit comes in and a customer comes in and can buy it right at MSRP, that would almost be, to me, that's rude. That's disrespectful to those people that have waited and just said, well, maybe I could have just waited for a stock unit and just been lucky and get there at the time, or, you know, call you right when one comes in, or call you when it's on your website and negotiate with you real quick and get it MSRP and then get it. So that's my thinking on it. I mean, and yeah, I work at a Ford dealer and such, but we do try to be fair. We've always prided ourselves in selling our vehicles at what wholesale is. And right now, wholesale used to be invoice. We priced all of our vehicles invoice minus rebate. That's what we always did. When this changed and they started closing the plants down and everything, and then our inventory started, you know, going down, we didn't have vehicles. One thing we noticed is we started pricing our vehicles at MSRP. And then we started seeing customers buying our vehicles at MSRP and then going down to an auction a week later and selling our vehicle for $5,000 over MSRP and making that money, because there were dealerships buying them at $5,000 over and going down to Texas and they were selling them for $10,000 over. So we found people that were making money off of our inventory. So, you know, we always pride ourselves in kind of wholesale pricing, whatever they go for at the auction, whether it be new vehicles or sold at the auction, by the way, that's kind of the pricing we try to go with. And for right now, we feel like $2,500 over MSRP on a stock Maverick is fair pricing. So we're not gouging too, you know, that much. We're not doing $9,000. We're not doing $5,000. So, so hopefully, I know some people are going to be upset with that, but hopefully you can understand and see that. Still got to pay the salespeople, and there are a lot of dealerships that are going out of business right now because they don't have, you know, they don't have inventory for their salespeople to make to sell to make a living. So gotta keep that in mind. We have families too, and we have to try to pay people. It's just something we are passionate about and enjoy doing. So Tim, my hybrid Maverick is going drop ship from your dealership. If I add the wheel lock kit to my order, will it be installed by the dealer I'm picking up from? Also, is there an install fee? So wheel locking kit, that is a dealer installed option. It comes with the vehicle. So what I usually will do is it'll get either shipped to that dealership, prior to, or come, it'll be long. Wheel locking kit is basically four bolts that are given to you. You basically, and a wrench. So you take a bolt from each wheel off, and you add the locking bolt on. We typically don't install those and put them on the vehicles. We leave them in the vehicle on our stock units. Our retail units, if they want them installed, then we would do that. It's a real easy install, but it really depends on the dealership. Hopefully they shouldn't charge you for that. A dealer installed option should not be charged by the dealer. So that's already figured in. They're already getting their, every dealer, when they set up a vehicle, they're getting paid. The service department is getting paid for each one of those. So the Bronco builds on my birthday. So Ricky, your birthday's tomorrow. Happy birthday. Day early. Okay, so it is 8:10. I actually was supposed to be on another live stream at 8:45, so I probably need to end soon. But some great questions. 5-6 over MSRP in Tennessee, more than Ranger, similarly equipped. So yeah, 5 to 7,000 in there, and we're going to probably continue to see that until some of these retail units start hitting the dealerships, which should be any time now. We should be seeing, the stock units were started about 2 weeks prior to, we're beginning of October. So here in the next week to 2 weeks, we should start seeing your customer builds around the world is showing up at dealerships. So I think when we start seeing that, we might see those numbers come down. Really hard to tell. Transparency, awesome. Well, I appreciate it. I really, from the very beginning, I'll be honest, when I came into the car business, I was not expecting to do this for very long. I was doing something else. It was just, just something that I was just like, well, I'll do this for now until I find something else. But, I had the same thinking, car salesmen, people don't like car salesmen, they're greedy, and I'm not that type of person. I don't think I could sell cars well. And over the years, I've just pride myself in being honesty, integrity, and that's just the way I am. And the dealership here is that way as well. And that's why I really love working for them. It's family owned, fifth generation MacArthur's now, and they're great people to work for. And that's just the thing around here. We don't hire great salespeople to work here. We hire great people that fit into the family here at Law MacArthur. So that's just one of the things. And I'm not trying to sell the dealership, but I love working here and I love what I do. I love learning about the product and telling people about it in my videos and getting that information out there and helping our, I'm pretty much an internet manager. So my job is to just do whatever I can to help the dealership market to people. And I started doing that 18 years ago when I put vehicles on AutoTrader that nobody else did, new vehicles, and we were selling them all over the country, and it just went from there. So. Is this week scheduling off September or October allocations? Off September allocations. Next week is when we start on October's allocations. So we should get the final numbers on October's allocations at the end of this week. Second Maverick. Yes, Steven. I will work with Mike Lett to get your second order. In fact, I'll probably work most of that for you, but we'll get your second one. So I'll make note here. We'll make sure we give you a call tomorrow. Or email. If you want to, Steven, you have my email address. If you want to just go ahead and email me your build, and I'll make sure it gets ordered tomorrow. Okay, that sounds good. So just give me your build, and I'll get it scheduled for you, or I'll get it ordered there and send you all the information, email you all the information we need there. Colors for Bronco Sport Badlands. They're pretty similar. If I remember right, there were a couple colors not available for this year. Rapid Red's not available this year, but Hot Pepper is. I'd have to look up the order guide on the colors for Bronco Sport Badlands. Not too many changes there, I don't think. And we know the building price isn't on the website yet, but order guides are available, so we can order based on the order guides for you on a 22 Bronco Sport. All right. Well, thanks for all the questions, everybody. I really appreciate it. Again, if you're not subscribed to the channel, hit that red subscribe button down below. Don't forget, hit that notification bell so you can get notified. I don't have a lot of videos. I won't annoy you with videos being sent out there, but I do outside of the live stream. I only do about one to maybe two videos a week. Right now I have about three. I have like two or three videos that I've recorded within the last couple of weeks that I just haven't time to edit yet, just because of the time. We're getting so many Bronco, so many orders, and I'm trying to help everybody. So that's priority to me than editing videos, but we'll try to get those out. Usually when I go on a trip like I am this week, I'm sitting on a plane for hours. That's a great time for me to just sit down and edit. Nothing gets in my way. I can't take phone calls or anything, so I can sit there and edit. So we'll get a couple videos probably next week during that week when I'm able to do that. But don't forget, hit smash that like button. Hopefully all of you have right now. Oh, thanks, Kimbers, for joining the Law MacArthur crew. Again, don't forget about, I was about ready to mention that too. If you want to be a member, hit that join button. You'll learn a little bit more information about that. Become a member, and we'll do some special, basically on that, we're doing some special videos for you guys, giving you some posts, more of the behind the scenes stuff and that kind of thing. Oh, real quick, last question before I get out. Jackie asked about 22 Mustang. That is going to be a little while. I think 22 Mustang scheduling is a long ways from now. They're still doing 21s on those. February startup for 22 Mustang. So it's going to be a while before we see 22 Mustangs being scheduled. So anyway, again, thanks for watching this live stream. Appreciate it. Don't forget, click on those links. If you want to join me on, I'm going to be talking more about what I do, what I've been doing for Law MacArthur. The reason I'm on this live stream is because I was actually in Automotive News a couple weeks ago. They did an article, and so this guy reached out and he wants to have me on there. So I'll be talking a little bit about what I do and how I, why the article was written about me and that kind of thing. So if you want to join me on there, I think about 8:50 is when I'm going to be coming on to the Zoom call and the live stream there. So you can join me on there. Links in the description for that. Don't forget about Johnny's YouTube channel as well. So jump in and also subscribe to his channel too. He's a great channel. I think you really like it. And he deserves a little more subscribers there. So again, thanks Johnny for coming in on the live stream too. I appreciate the help there. And again, thanks to my moderator, Jeffrey, for joining me as well and kind of moderating some of the comments here for me. I really enjoyed it, his help. And again, thanks for watching the video. Till next week, or until the next video, which could be just in a couple days, depends on what information we get. I'll see you later.